Well, hello everyone. So it's been a while since I checked in with what's been happening with Erica Kirk and Candy Sowens and Turning Point USA. And there's this leftist channel I follow, it's about the same size as mine, called Revolutionary Change. He's typically a left winger, but he's been pretty strong on Zionist influence and things like that. He's an interesting follow, I check in with him from time to time. And I noticed that recently he's been talking about Candace Owens and Erica Kirk. And also, due to my kind of postmodern ways, I like this kind of meta of watching, kind of reviewing somebody else, so that there are at least three levels of remove between myself and the original referent. This appeals to the kind of Stuart Lee side of me. So we're going to be doing this today. I've only been keeping extremely loose tabs on this situation. Last I checked in, I got a little bit obsessed with why Candace Owens stopped talking about the Dairy Queen, which was a little detail there in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The most recent one is that there's been some tape released kind of proving that days before his assassination, Charlie Kirk actually kind of handed down Turning Point USA to Erica Kirk. This is related to what I talked about yesterday, which is that obviously Daily Wire is cratering. Ben Shapiro is absolutely cratering viewers, subscribers, support at the moment. But I'm led to believe that a similar thing is happening to Turning Point USA. That Turning Point USA, since the death of Charlie Kirk and since everybody sees Erica Kirk for what she is now, has also been absolutely cratering. So there is actually a massive crisis in the American Republican Party, in the kind of, the Zionist operation in and around the right-wing party in America, because try as they might to attack Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Ian Carroll, blah, 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 the fact is they have been losing pretty badly in that battle. You know, the Mark Levins, the Ben Shapiros, and so on have been losing in that battle. And because Erica Kirk has so decisively sided with the Levins and the Shapiros, she's basically taking the good ship, TPUSA. I say good ship. Is it ever a good ship? But she's been taking that down with her. So there is actually a massive crisis going on at the moment, and they're all kind of battling for survival as we speak. So we're going to have a watch of this Revolutionary Change video in a moment. But before we get there, I will remind people, pick up courses at the Academic Agency. It's promo code COOL. 25% off all courses. And let's have a little watch of the ad, because it's still amusing me, frankly. Everybody wants to be cool. Like this guy. This guy is cool. Do you know who else is cool? People who do courses at the Academic Agency. And you too can be cool by getting a course today with promo code COOL, which gets you 25% off all courses. Today. Promo code COOL. I love it. Okay, so let's have a watch of Revolutionary Change then. And if you haven't checked out this channel, you know, even though he's a leftist, it's kind of watchable, kind of low-key interesting channel.
And that is why Candace Owens has been doing a real service for so many of us out there that wish for those with a massive platform to use it for genuine good in the world. We try to do the same here, but they have buried our channel in a corner. And that's why you look at the stream tonight and you see the numbers we're getting, even though these are very key talking points right now, very key to...
Yeah, no, that is interesting. That I noticed that this is 125,000 subscriber channel, and I recommend you check them out. And the views on this video were, I think, like around 1,000, and it'd been out a day or so. He usually does better numbers than that. So interesting. But let's see what he has to say. I mean, I don't really know the details of the Candice Owens, Erica Kirk stuff. So we're kind of finding out together here. Let's have a little look, and I'll give you some real-time analysis.
Discovery points that are being shared, and they know that if they can just basically make us shadow banned, it's easier than just taking us off the air altogether, because that draws more attention that they would like. But Candice has a massive platform, and she is using it for genuine good, whereas somebody like Little Ben is using it for absolute evil. So credit where credit's due. Candice once again owns Little Ben's sorry ass and will continue to do so until the Daily Wire and his genocidal ideology are no more. But she's not done there. You see, it's not just the Daily Wire. It's also Turning Point USA. Now, I don't believe I actually haven't seen this supposed AI video, because that's what I'm being told it is when it comes to Charlie Kirk. So I'm almost dead with my battery on my phone. So I got to try to get this over to Colin real quick. Let me see. Nope. Okay. So I can't find it. And Colin, if you happen to have that video where apparently he's saying, Charlie Kirk is saying that Erica Kirk is the one who is going to take over Turning Point USA, and all the Yahoos over at TP USA are saying, see, proof, we told you. And again, even if that was true, it's just a soundbite. Now everybody is saying that it's not an actual soundbite. It's AI generated. I don't know. But Candice is back with more stuff. So here's what she had to say.
That I can answer why it matters.
This is it. This is what I love. Look, she's in a frame. He's in a frame. I'm in a frame. The whole video now is multiple mirrors. So I'm all about that meta, the meta of the meta. We've always liked it like that here on this channel. But okay, let's see what Candice has to say. One of the things I've noticed about Candice Owens, by the way, is that she's always getting sued, or she's always like in legal trouble, but then nothing ever happens with any of the lawsuits. Do you notice that? How does that work then? I've never quite understood how any of that worked. Wasn't she being sued by the Macrons or something? Now I saw she was being sued by like the security guy of TPUSA. Like, how does Candice Owens just bounce off all these lawsuits? How does that work? Anybody know? Anyway, let's carry on.
It matters because if it was in fact an AI audio, and Erica was referring to an AI video clip, which they in the end decided not to use, this would tell us exactly who and what Erica Kirk is, okay? It would put to rest any lingering questions that some people may have in the background if we are able to determine that she colluded to create a fake AI voice of her husband announcing her to take over his company.
All right. Okay, so the accusation from Candice Owens here is that Erica Kirk used an AI fake of her dead husband to try to prove that he named her the successor of his company. Oh my goodness. All right. That's a hell of an accusation, Candice. Should be pretty easy to tell. Let's have a look.
He was even emotionally capable of this. A mere weeks after he was horrifically and publicly murdered, if she was capable of then sitting across from Megyn Kelly and spinning a tale about her having seen this video and what it represented to her emotionally, a video which was never recorded because it never occurred, to justify her taking over the company that he built. And if Erica was then able to shamelessly walk out to the sound of a voice of her husband, which she knew was doctored by AI, right? Passing the torch to her. The company is mine at Amfest, while she wore glittering pants.
I mean, they don't just do shameless grifting in America, do they? You know, nothing says taste like going to your husband's funeral, like a WWE event. Still can't get over it every time I see it.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I just have to highlight that image. Turning Point USA, Blake Neff, Andrew Colvett, Erica Kirk, the usual suspects. They would have you believe that Charlie bequeathed his company to Erica Kirk through an audio recording. There is no video that documents it, just audio. The day that Charlie was assassinated was the day that Turning Point was over. What has happened since then is that this has just turned into a massive money grab, and they are going to try to make it last for as long as humanly possible. Because much like Jewish Zionism, this is Christian Zionism for all it's worth. It's one big, disgusting grift. You can think of any megachurch televangelist pastor that's out there who does it for the money, and they work hard for the money, honey. Let me tell you, there is no line they will not cross.
Yeah, there is something about this. I mean, I mentioned pro wrestling just now. It always struck me, you know, as someone who followed wrestling for many, many years, how many of the wrestlers, you know, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, did this, but many other wrestlers as well, after they finished their in-ring career, would suddenly become pastors. They'd become like evangelist preachers. And if you think about the structure, they're working dates, right? They're working the crowd. I mean, the skill set of being a pro wrestler, the carny skill set of the pro wrestler, and the skill set of being one of these kind of evangelical megachurch types kind of go hand in hand. And I've listened. I mean, I think Jake the Snake had a go at doing this, and you know, DiBiase and lots of other wrestlers went on. And I'm not saying their faith is fake or whatever. I'm just saying it was really noticeable to me when they were talking about it. Oh, it's like, well, they're working dates, they're doing venues. It's like, what's the gate on this? You know, it really is kind of like, okay, well, you're working the marks again. And viewed from this kind of level of distance, you know, me thousands of miles away here, this stripe of like evangelical Zionism is so obviously and nakedly and transparently a grift that I have to wonder about the people who fall for it. I have to wonder about the intelligence of the flock there. Now, it seems like more and more people are kind of waking up to it as time goes on, but it is kind of like, part of it is just kind of fascinating to watch this bizarre dynamic. You know, people talk about Mad Max. I mean, I remember the Master Blaster and Tina Turner. Remember like that? They had like a whole race of people in that Thunderdome thing that were kind of like brainwashed to work for them. Like this whole scene reminds me a little bit of that. But anyway, let's carry on.
And this is just another example. The point of doing all of this is to basically break it.
Sorry to say this as well, but because you know, I usually hate audio stuff, but is Peter broadcasting from like the bowels of hell here? It sounds like a slightly weird demonic thing going on behind him, but I don't know if that's intentional or not, but can't help but notice him.
That's what you do. Just TPUSA is going to break, and Candace has as much to do with their demise as anybody. Let's not forget, Little Ben and the Daily Wire gave a $1 million check to TPUSA the day after Charlie's assassination.
That is so dark, isn't it? Straight in there. The guy has just been shot. Straight in there with $1 million. And you could say, oh, well, this was for charity. It's for charity, right? This was a good cause, the grieving widow. It's so naked and transparent. It's almost insulting. So I'm actually glad, as much shit as Candace Owens gets, and I'm not a big Candace fan, you know, I'm not like, I didn't really watch Oprah Winfrey or stuff like that. So I don't really watch Candace Owens. It always strikes me as kind of like political Oprah or something like this. But if she's done any good, it is in absolutely wrecking this grift, absolutely destroying the grift that Shapiro and Erica Kirk and the others wanted to get going, how they wanted to use Turning Point USA. It has been destroyed. He's right about this. And I'm kind of glad about it.
And lo and behold, they became, I mean, they were always in the last several years as influential amongst the youth in the Christian Zionist movement as you could possibly imagine. But now it became 24/7 as a result of them taking the capital directly from the Israel lobby, because they understood, well, we have a choice. We can slowly watch this thing morph down into something much more regional and small, or we can attempt to keep our empire going by taking all of the Israel lobby money we can get our filthy, dirty, corrupt, possibly murderous hands on. And so they decided, yeah, that was worth it.
I mean, if he really is being shadow banned, it's probably because he's a little bit no holds barred, as we've seen on this video. But, you know, and suppression is real. It is real. And who knows, probably all of us are in some way suppressed more than we should. Certainly, you know, you don't get the Argo boost that a Ben Shapiro does. But what's incredible is that even with all of that money, even with all of that artificial boosting and so on, he's still hemorrhaging views, hemorrhaging subscribers on a daily basis. Very interesting, isn't it?
And that's what Candace is pointing out. She's got more to say.
Plant pants suit and had fireworks going on behind her. She knew this was all AI and they planned this moment to make people feel emotional. Then we would have our answer. Erica would be a confirmed ruthless psychopath. Okay, you know that psychopath brandishing a weapon that Blake's concerned about? That would be Erica. Erica would be the kind of person that if you see on a subway, you should move if you're capable of that, because that would mean she was void of any and all human emotion. Capable of, I am being clear, I am not being dramatic, if this turns out to be real.
Now, can I just ask a question? I'm not sure because I don't watch Candace. Is the dramatic music from the Candace Owens video, or is Revolutionary Change sticking in dramatic music? Because she's just said she's not being dramatic, but the kind of heightened drama music suggests that she is being quite dramatic. I mean, you did just accuse Erica Kirk of being a deranged psycho, to be fair, Candace. But anyway, let's carry on.
I would assert that she is capable of real harm. She is dangerous. And I would extend that to every person around her who approved that monstrous plan. So that would be Blake Neff, Andrew Colvett. We would be looking at a psychological profile of people that I would suggest are very much capable of cold-blooded murder.
What's really interesting to me is that we are now, I'm recording this, it's May 2026. When you watch this, it'll be May 2026. Charlie Kirk was what, a year ago? When did that exactly happen? It happened, was it September, October last year? So, you know, she hasn't let this go. She really hasn't. She's like a dog with a bone, and they're doing everything possible, and she won't. Candace will not let go of that bone. So, that's not proof of anything, of course, but it suggests that, you know, she could, there's so many things that Candace Owens, other things that she could talk about right now, okay, if she was purely on the grift. But the fact she just refuses to let this go suggests that there is something here that there's the grain of something that she's not willing to let go. I find that very interesting personally.
People kill for a lot less money, a lot less power. In the case of Turning Point USA, you're talking real financial power, real political power. And they had it in spades. But their Trojan horse was Charlie Kirk. They can't sell their ideology without Charlie. They've tried, but they failed. It is a shell of what it was. And now Christian Zionism, much like Jewish Zionism, has a really big problem in this country, because Turning Point USA was a massive vehicle for that ideology when Charlie was alive. But then Charlie got his mind right.
All right. I mean, I think we get the message here. I think we get, I mean, let's just see what he says, but I think we get what he's saying.
The right way. He saw what was going on.
Okay, so we get the idea. We get what they're going for. What I find very interesting is that there is a genuine problem. Something has changed over in America. Hasn't quite reached these. In fact, if anything, everything we've seen. You know, on Monday I talked about Tommy Robinson and the big march and so on. If anything, things are shoring up here. You know, they're actually shoring up and getting ready for Farage or whatever other right-wing parties get in. You know, if anything, they're consolidating in this country, by which I mean the organized forces of Zionism, okay? But in America, they're rapidly losing grip, and all of the old mainstays, you know, all of the institutions that they built up, the Daily Wires and Turning Points USAs, feel like they're on the way out. I feel like they're on the way out, which means that, you know, the ascendancy of Tucker and various others, which I have always been very firm. I've always said, Tucker, whatever you make of him, he's heading in the new direction, and that is the future. And Ben Shapiro is the past. Okay, Ben Shapiro is clearly trying to cling on to whatever relevance he's got. Turning Point USA represents one facet of this. You know, it's slipping out of their grasp rapidly, left and right. That is a really interesting and positive development, in my view, in American politics. And, you know, a huge part of it, of course, has been the disappointment of Trump. The embarrassment of the Iran war. And of course, you know, the question marks around the assassination of Charlie Kirk and many other things have kind of blown up. All of these things have ended up like blowing up in the face of Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin. So it cratered both the popularity of Trump and the popularity of them in general, you know, of that cause in general in America. For whatever reason, that has not translated over here as of yet. I think there are some people who are aware of it, but it feels like we are kind of stuck in Groundhog Day here in Britain, whereas every time I look over in America, it feels like things are like moving at an accelerated pace, which is interesting, exciting, unprecedented. But I would suggest that is the future. And, you know, what Tommy, you know, the Tommy stuff and Farage and so on, I would suggest that is actually the past. That is actually the past. Even though it seems like it's coming into being, I think it is a receding energy. All right. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Promo code COOL, like I said, 25% off. Check out Revolutionary Change if you want to watch to the end of that video and watch more of his stuff. And I'll catch you next time. Bye, everyone. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.